The following practice is known as the body scan. Traditionally, the body scan is done lying down. However, you can do the body scan sitting in the chair with the soles of the feet flat on the floor or even standing up. Whatever feels most comfortable and right for you for this practice. In this practice, we will be bringing attention to each of our body parts and, as best we can, practicing open-hearted, non-judgmental awareness to whatever sensations may or may not be present at each part. The intention of the body scan is not to change anything or try to reach any altered state such as relaxation, but rather, the intention is to simply notice what, if anything, is present as we move our attention around the body. To begin this body scan practice, find a quiet place where you can lie down on your back, whether it be on a mat or a rug or a blanket. Settling yourself into a comfortable position with your legs outstretched, the feet falling gently away from each other, and your arms by your sides. And if it feels okay, allowing the eyes to gently close. If you do choose to have your eyes closed and you become aware that sleepiness arrives at any time during this practice, you can choose to allow yourself to fall asleep or, alternatively, open your eyes or sit up if you want to be more alert for the full experience of this practice. Now, bringing your awareness to your body as a whole. Taking a moment to open to the general state of the body. Perhaps there is a feeling of calm or tension, restlessness, or even agitation. Your task is to simply notice, to register it in your awareness, this general state, and any accompanying sensations as best as you can. In this moment. Taking a few moments now to gently become aware of your breathing. Simply sensing the breath wherever you feel it most easily in the body. Perhaps it's at the nostrils, the mouth, or the back of the throat. The rising and falling of the chest. Or perhaps it's at the abdomen, as the belly rises and falls with each inhalation and exhalation. Allowing the breath to do what it does naturally without needing to change it in any way. Simply being with the physical sensations of breathing, just as they are in this moment. Now, on the next out-breath, moving the attention down and resting it on the toes of the right foot. Beginning to open up and explore sensations here. Sensations on the surface of the toes, between the toes, the toenails. Simply noticing whatever sensations, if any, are present. Perhaps there's noticing of sensations of pulsation, tingling, heat, Again, the task is simply to notice. Now expanding awareness to include the sole of the right foot, opening up to what sensations, if any, are here. Moving now to the top of the foot. The ankle. Simply noticing with curiosity sensations as they arise and pass in your field of awareness. On the next out-breath, releasing attention on the right foot and shifting the attention to the lower right leg, which includes the shin and the calf. Beginning to survey this landscape, noticing sensations on the surface, deep in the muscle and the bone. What's here? Moving awareness to the knee. Bringing open-hearted curiosity to all parts of the knee. The kneecap, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee, and everything in between. What sensations are present here? This area of the body is often a place of challenging or difficult sensations. If that is true for you, seeing if you can turn towards and open up to these sensations with kindness and curiosity. Simply noticing the qualities of these sensations. Noticing if they change or not. And now releasing our attention on the knee and moving up to the right upper leg, the thigh and the hamstring, everything in between, on the surface and deep in. Surveying this landscape for whatever arises in your awareness. Noticing too when the mind gets distracted from its intended focus. And when this happens, perhaps acknowledging the distraction by labeling it as thinking, sound, emotion, or intense sensation. And then kindly, without judgment or criticism, simply bringing your attention back to the body part intended to bring awareness to in this moment. which is the upper right leg. That noticing is just as important as maintaining attention. In that moment of noticing, you are aware. And this awareness allows you choice. Choice to simply come back to the practice. And now on the next out breath, releasing attention on the right upper leg and placing attention down on the toes of the left foot and beginning to explore sensations here. Opening up to sensations in the sole of the left foot. The top of the foot. The ankle. Releasing attention on the left foot and placing attention now on the lower left leg. Perhaps there's a noticing of a sensation of stretching or pulling as the skin is stretched over the shin bone. Or perhaps a sense of pulsation or heat in the muscle of the calf. Whatever's here, simply bringing that open-hearted, non-judgmental awareness to this part of the body. Moving awareness now to the left knee, including exploration of all parts of the knee, if that feels right for you. Placing attention now on the upper left leg. Simply seeing what arises, if anything, in your field of awareness regarding sensations that may be present right now in this moment. And now on the next out breath, releasing attention on the left leg and placing attention in the area of the pelvis. Beginning to explore sensations here. Becoming aware of sensations in all parts of the pelvis, the front, the sides, the buttocks. Simply allowing your awareness to hover around this region of the body. observing any sensations that show up, and letting your awareness come in for a closer look if that feels right for you. Becoming aware too of sensations as they change. Letting go of attention from the pelvis and placing attention on the abdomen. Becoming aware of the belly as it rises and falls with each breath. Perhaps noticing the stretching of the abdominal wall on the in-breath and the softening of the muscles on the out-breath. Perhaps even noticing some sensations in the stomach. And now releasing attention on the belly. And moving attention and placing it in the chest area. Noticing the sensations here. Bringing awareness to the movement of the chest and rib cavity as it gently expands and contracts with each breath. There may be sensations made by the clothing against your skin as the chest rises and falls. You may notice the beating of your heart. Simply observing whatever sensations arise in your field of awareness, allowing these sensations as best you can to be just as they are, bringing curiosity and acceptance to whatever arises. On the next out-breath, moving attention from the chest and directing attention now to the lower back. Exploring sensations in this terrain of the body. This area of the body is often a place of challenging or unpleasant sensations. And if this is true for you, again, the invitation is to turn towards and lean into these sensations with open-hearted, gentle curiosity. Simply noticing the qualities of these sensations. As best you can, try to open up and relax into the sensation. Rather than resisting, tensing, or bracing against whatever is arising. And whenever strong sensations arise, you can always return to the breath as an anchor in the present moment if you need to. And when you are ready, simply returning to the place in the body that you left off or moving on to the next body part. Now moving attention from your lower back and placing it on the mid-back. And shifting attention to the upper back and shoulders. Seeing what sensations may or may not be here. Really bringing curiosity to whatever sensations may be here. Experiencing sensations and their qualities as best as you can rather than thinking about them. Now releasing attention on the back and bringing attention to the arms. Beginning to survey the landscape of the arms, from the armpits to the wrists. Exploring both arms at the same time or each one individually, whatever feels right for you. Exploring the fronts, sides, and backs of the upper arms, the elbows, lower arms, wrists, perhaps noticing sensations where the clothing touches the skin, or the air touches the skin, or noticing sensations deep in the arms, in the joints, or muscles. On the next out-breath, letting your awareness move down to the hands, attending to sensations here, perhaps noticing sensations of tingling, pressure, pulsation, numbness, warmth. Remembering, when the mind is taken away into thought or elsewhere in the body, you know what to do. Simply come back to the object of your meditation and intention, which is right now, your hands. Doing so in a very kind and compassionate way. Knowing that getting lost in thought or distracted is part of the practice, just as staying focused is. On the next out-breath, letting your awareness move to the neck and throat, opening to sensations here. Again, the invitation is to turn towards any challenging or difficult emotions, with the same open-hearted, non-judgmental curiosity as any other sensation or the absence of sensation. And now shifting attention to the face. Beginning to gently explore all areas of the face, seeing what arises, if anything, as you explore the chin. The jaw. The mouth. Which includes the lips, the teeth, the tongue, what's here, what sensations are present, if any. Shifting attention now to the nose. Opening up to sensations at the nostrils, the tip of the nose, the sides, the bridge. Releasing attention on the nose and placing attention on the eyes. Exploring all parts of the eyes and opening up, bringing curiosity to this landscape. Registering sensations as they arise. Sensations at the sockets, the eyeballs, the eyelids, moving attention now to the eyebrows and the forehead, what sensations, if any, are here? Perhaps noticing sensations of tension or tightness. And if that's true for you, bringing curiosity to the qualities of these sensations and perhaps softening these sensations as best as you can. Expanding awareness to the temples, the sides of the face. The ears. Observing what is here. Moving now to the back of the head, perhaps noticing sensations of pressure as the back of the head makes contact with the surface. Noticing sensations on the scalp, where the hair meets the scalp. The top of the head. And now all parts of the head. Noticing sensations on the outside any on the inside. As best you can, allowing sensations to be just as they are. Bringing open-hearted, non-judgmental curiosity to the qualities of these sensations. Now, once again, becoming aware of the whole body, sensing your body as a whole, and being awake to your experience as it unfolds moment to moment. Allowing your experience to be just as it is, and you to be just as you are. And now, becoming aware of the physical sensations of breathing as it enters and leaves the body wherever the sensations are most prominent for you. Simply resting your attention here on the breath. And now, gently opening the eyes and releasing the practice.